Thank you very much, Anna. Ambassador Brutus, the chairman of the Permanent Council, Ambassador Castillo, the director of the Pan American Development Foundation, colleagues from the OAS. This is, of course, a very sad occasion, and I want to repeat to Ambassador Brutus that, you know, we continue to have Haiti and the people of Haiti in our thoughts and prayers. As we see the images coming out, clearly the devastation is unimaginable. Nobody expected such a devastation. So I hope, of course, that you would be able to convey this to the government and the people of Haiti at the appropriate time. The organization has been very much engaged with the Inter-American system from the beginning, since we heard about the earthquake. The Pan American Development Foundation, the Pan American Health Organization, the Inter-American Institute for Cooperation on Agriculture, the Inter-American Defense Board, as well as the Inter-American Development Bank. We have been able to meet on a daily basis once or twice to coordinate efforts. And I think one of the key words in the coming weeks, and at this point already, will be, of course, coordination of efforts, so that we do not only get a situation of duplication, but also not such a situation where there is so much assistance provided that it is going to hinder the relief efforts given the limited capacity and the access to facilities in Haiti. From the OAS perspective, we have been able to set up a situation room, which is in the San Martin. So I would like to invite all who wishes from time to time to stop by and receive up-to-date information on what is happening and what the projections are. This is really for the member states and for the Inter-American institutions. We have also worked very closely with PDF in terms of resource mobilization, and John will announce possibly the address, the website where donations can be made. And of course, we are mobilizing support, Ambassador, from the OAS family itself to support Haiti in this time. What we have today is a formal handing over of $100,000 United States dollars to Ambassador Brutus as a first contribution. The contribution will continue in the form of reprogramming of already allocated resources to Haiti to be linked to the disaster and how we can assist. That will lead up to $1 million-plus United States dollars in the coming weeks, in the midterm. And we hope that with your support, we can identify exactly how we can channel these resources to the most immediate needs of Haiti. So Ambassador Brutus, with having said that, I'd like to offer or submit to you the check of $100,000.
On behalf of the Haitian people, I want to thank the Assistant Secretary General and the OAS in general for this check of $100,000 for the Haitian situation. I would like also to recognize the valuable work the OAS is doing in collaboration in Haiti with all the Inter-American system. I want to talk about the Pan American Health Organization, the Pan American Foundation, the OAS. We think your presence in Haiti is very important for all Haitian people. At this check, I ask the OAS to put this check on the name of Pan American Foundation, because Pan American Foundation has a very, very long experience with Haitian people. They have staff in Haiti, and we are sure today Haitian people need food, tent, water, and we are sure Pan American Foundation will be able to continue its job in Haiti. Thank you.
Mr. President, Ambassador Castillo, Ambassador Ramdin, Ambassador Brutus, in the name of the Pan American Development Foundation, we want to express our condolences and solidarity with the people of Haiti in this terrible tragedy, in this terrible situation that we all confront. The Pan American Development Foundation has had a long history with Haiti. We have responded immediately. These funds will be very important in terms of encouraging additional funds. I'm very pleased that because of this contribution from the OAS, we're already getting additional contributions from companies like Chevron in terms of matching contributions, and also from the American Chamber of Commerce in the Dominican Republic, where I'm pleased to say that we've already been able to deliver the first emergency supplies yesterday. We have an advisor working with civil protection and as an expression of our commitment to helping the Haitian government and particularly civil protection improve its operational capacity in dealing with this unprecedented situation while also delivering emergency supplies and other emergency needs, meeting other emergency needs of the earthquake victims. All of our board of trustees, our chairman, our vice chairman, and all of us in the foundation express our solidarity and our commitment in the coming days and coming weeks to work closely with the government of Haiti and the private sector of Haiti to meet the unprecedented needs in this country. Our website is up at Pan America Haiti Relief. We're receiving donations, and we expect to be able to provide those funds immediately to earthquake victims, and working again very closely with the embassy and the mission to the OAS, as well as with NGOs on the ground. As Ambassador Ramdean said, coordination is the key, coordination within the inter-American system. We're working very closely with the OAS, with Pan American Health Organization and other entities of the inter-American system, as well as with other NGOs. We've already formed a partnership with Wycliffe John and Yali Haiti and other NGOs to assure the most effective and coordinated response to the unprecedented needs. In any case, we stand ready to help the Haitian people as we have done for the past 30 years. And we're available, our staff is available, and we are sending a team this weekend to increase our capacity in Haiti, and we are with Haiti, the Haitian people, during this moment of unprecedented needs. Thank you very much.
Gracias. En mi condición de presidente del Consejo Permanente, quiero expresar a nombre de los Estados miembros de la organización la renovación del compromiso y la voluntad de ayudar a Haití en estas horas tan difíciles, y quiero además reconocer los esfuerzos que está haciendo tanto la Secretaría General y los distintos órganos de la organización, como el sector no gubernamental y el sistema interamericano en general, y en particular quiero reconocer hoy la labor clave que está desarrollando la Fundación Panamericana para el Desarrollo, y a todos quisiera alentarlos de que sigamos estos esfuerzos y nos mantengamos vigilantes y atentos para aportar nuestra ayuda. Muchas gracias. Sí.